Now turn to section 3. Section 3. Two students, Dawn and Ilmar, are discussing a project that they are working on together. First, you have some time to look at questions 22 to 25. Now listen to the first part of the conversation and complete the fact sheet by filling in the numbered spaces 22 to 25.
Hi, Dawn.
Oh, hi, Ilmar.
I'm glad I've bumped into you. I've just found a great idea for the presentation we've got to do for Dr. Banks next month.
What, the one on everyday objects?
Yes. Look at this article. It's really interesting.
The aluminium coat? Can?
You know, Coca-Cola cans, soft drink cans. Look, let's sit down here. Have you got a minute?
Sure. I'll just get my bag. Okay. So, you think we can get a presentation out of this article?
I'm sure we can. First of all, we can provide some interesting facts about the aluminium cans that we drink out of every day.
Like?
Well, here it says that in the US they produce 300 million aluminium drink cans each day.
Wow! 300 million!
Exactly. That's an enormous number. Mm. It says here, outstrips the production of nails or paper clips. And they say that the manufacturers of these cans exercise as much attention and precision in producing them as aircraft manufacturers do when they make the wing of an aircraft.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
They're trying to produce the perfect can, as thin but as strong as possible.
Hmm. This bit's interesting. Today's can weighs about 0.48 ounces, thinner than two pieces of paper, from this magazine, say.
Yeah, and yet it can take a lot of weight.
More than 90 pounds of pressure per square inch. Three times the pressure of a car tyre. Okay, I agree. It's a good topic.
Now look at the diagram of the aluminium can and at questions 26 to 31.